From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2009. Each week, this podcast examines news and trends about all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, executive editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, editor-in-chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
This week, Federal Computer Week reported on an effort to expand the vision of Virtual Alabama. That's a tool for uniting data from across the state via Google Earth Enterprise. They want to expand it to a regional pilot of some of these southern states. From there, it may grow into what's currently being called Virtual USA. We'll take a look at the success of the state effort and ponder the challenges of scaling it up. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Quickly get your imagery to the people who need it with ArcGIS Server Image Extension. For more information, visit www.esri.com/image.
Now, the meeting that we're talking about was sponsored by the Homeland Security Department Science and Technology Directorate. And what it did was gather some of the southern states, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, Virginia, Tennessee, and Georgia, to discuss efforts to manage and use geospatial data and to explore how it could be shared. Officials say that the goal is to make local and state-owned geospatial data interoperable and usable across jurisdictions with non-federal authorities maintaining control over the data and deciding exactly what to share. The goal is to support response efforts and not to fight terrorism. And in fact, Alabama's Homeland Security Director James Walker basically said, "We don't know where the next terror attack is going to be, but we do know that there will be another hurricane in the Gulf." What Director Walker did with his team was to develop what is sort of becoming the prototype for this regional project in Virtual Alabama. And what that does is it draws on local data from the 67 counties of the state to serve back to the entire state. And that solution is built on Google Earth Enterprise. Probably heard a lot about it. It won a number of awards and has been referenced in a lot of discussions of how to share data at the state level. At the end of the article discussing this regional effort, David Boyd, who's the director of Department of Homeland Security Science and Technology Command, Control, and Interoperability Division, he made the comment that we've heard over and over again. At the end of the day, it's the human component that's the principal and most difficult driver. So basically, this isn't a technology problem. This is a people problem. Now, there's a couple things I want to say that come out of this whole effort of taking a state effort and expanding it to a regional and potentially a national one. It really acknowledges that local data is the best data, and that's what we need to take advantage of. It highlights the fact that we shouldn't be duplicating effort. We shouldn't be collecting data that other jurisdictions already have. It highlights that we don't have to force every jurisdiction, municipalities, cities, counties, to use the same software or even store their data in the same way if we use interoperable tools and formats. It highlights the importance of cross-jurisdictional sharing because, of course, hurricanes and all kinds of other things do not stop at the boundary. And finally, it reminds us that as much as we talk about technology, many, many of the challenges we face as an industry have to do with just getting people on the same page. So that's sort of where we're heading. What's your first reaction to seeing this regional effort, Joe? I mean, you're actually there in Alabama.
Just a point of clarification, we need to make clear to the listeners that Boyd is part of U.S. Department of Homeland Security. So he was spearheading the effort down regionally here in a meeting that was in Mobile. Yeah, so being down here in Alabama, although I have not been and never have been intimately involved with the project, I have had conversations with the people who were and how it all began. And, of course, what you had mentioned about in terms of Virtual Alabama winning some awards has now expanded its visibility. And now all of these southern states have contacted our Department of Homeland Security to see if it can be expanded likewise in their efforts. It's a rather interesting phenomenon that's happening in the state because it really drug the state up by its bootstraps from really had a very small and almost non-existent presence in the geospatial community, in particular in NISGIC. And now at the forefront of doing something very unique and very helpful. So watching it all mushroom like this has been very interesting. And one of the things you pointed out was the fact that sharing of the data was very, very key. And talking with some of the people involved with Virtual Alabama, it really started at the county level and making sure that the counties adequately bought into the whole process and knew exactly where their data was going. And as you alluded to, it was really Jim Walker's efforts in going to the counties and getting the county sheriffs to buy into this whole effort, because their first responder efforts were very key and very important to getting to a natural disaster. In particular, as you know, we're in Tornado Alley down here. So Virtual Alabama serves as a focal point for getting these first responders to the field, getting them maps, getting them data, and making sure that they know where they're going. In particular, it was very useful when a tornado hit Enterprise, Alabama, essentially wiped out streets. And you can imagine when these things happen, there's no point of reference. And that was really the whole point of the project. So now seeing it expand to a regional effort, I think you want to bring up some interesting points. But being here and seeing it in Mushroom is very, very interesting, because it's such a worthwhile project that really hits at the grassroots level.
There's a couple ways to look at it. And I guess one of the things that I found really interesting about Virtual Alabama and the success that it's had is the fact that it was built on Google Earth Enterprise. That's the sort of in-house version of what Google serves up over the Internet. I guess my first thought is that part of what made this so successful? I mean, did it help Jim Walker and his team when he went to these sheriffs in the different counties in Alabama and said, hey, we want to do some data sharing, and oh, by the way, we're going to use this Google Earth thing? I mean, technically, this could have happened quite some time ago.
Because Google Earth provided a platform and an easy way to visualize the information, I think it was very appealing. Now, were there other tools available at the time? To my knowledge, the tools that were reviewed were not what the Virtual Alabama team needed. In fact, even Google Earth Enterprise at the time was not exactly what they needed, again, according to my sources. And they really schooled the Google Enterprise team on what was needed.
Okay, so you're suggesting that the tools really weren't there to put something like this together?
I don't think Google Earth Enterprise was completely there the way the Virtual Alabama team wanted, but because with discussions with Google, some things were added to their spec.
Now, that really strikes me as interesting, because when I read through this article the first time, and it talked about sharing data from the bottom up, and it talked about people having control of their own data yet being able to share it and make it cross-jurisdictional, and it not mattering what platform they were on, it sounded like every OGC discussion I've had for the past, as long as OGC has been around. So this is, in a sense, what OGC has been advocating through its development and support of open standards and for interoperability for software and for encoding of data for years. And in fact, every demo that I ever saw looked something like people sharing with different platforms. That's exactly what we've been talking about. So
they had to choose some platform. And I think that's what this article was alluding to, is that the platform is probably not the major issue. It's the issue of getting the participation at the local level. But they have to choose a platform first.
True. Well, and to be fair, I think it certainly is an awful lot easier if you explain this to somebody and you mention the name of a piece of software that they have actually heard of and probably have even touched. If they went in there with some other piece of software from some company that they'd never heard of, that might have been less compelling, perhaps.
That could be true. But I think the situation here with Virtual Alabama and whatever they do regionally is going to go certainly much further than the interest in the platform. Everybody knows Google Earth right now, so the platform issue has kind of been solved for them. It's now a matter of this cross-jurisdictional situation that they're going to face, and whether they can stitch together the imagery or the base map to get it to work in a single unified platform.
Right, and let's talk about that a little bit, because most of the discussions of Virtual Alabama that I've heard, we were lucky enough to have both Director Walker and Chris Johns from the U.S. Space and Rocket Center at our Rocket City Geospatial Conference 2 years ago. It sure sounded like the main focus of Virtual Alabama was imagery, that's what was primarily being shared. And I guess my concern is, imagery is great, and it's incredibly valuable for many, many things, especially for sort of change detection kinds of things after a disaster. But more and more, we need to share other kinds of data, like street center lines and address information, depending on the kind of disaster we've got, if we've got flooding, we might want to have topography data and LIDAR. That's sort of, the next level of sharing. You know, how do we manage not just imagery, but all these other kinds of data?
Let me give you some perspective, at least from what my understanding is one, as any state realizes, there's lots of activity going on at any given time. Some counties are flying their data at different times, and some of these costs of flying that data are being shared. And that was a big concern, I believe, down here, was making sure that they were not duplicating efforts in addition to just serving the data into a single repository. And I think that was a big challenge. And I know the statewide committee was very much involved in trying to coordinate those efforts. The other issue there is the additional data. Because it was built on Google Enterprise, you do get some other things that were coming along with some standard data sets that were in already in Google Earth. So you do have basic, I think, street center lines. I'm not certain whether the state agencies in Alabama added their own street center lines. I kind of think not for this first effort.
So it's sort of a mix of what's served from the local agencies and some of this other data that's probably licensed through the same folks that Google licenses it from, if it's private, for example.
Right. Again, I'm not party to the specifics, but remember that the real big effort in this thing was getting the counties to give up some of their data to a statewide effort. That was such a huge effort that it shouldn't be overlooked. And now that everybody's bought into it and can see the benefits of having this, that has, I think, allowed some people to get over the hurdle in other states as well. When they see the benefits, when they see what's been done, that has taken priority over some of the prior cultural or government stovepipes that have been there in the past.
Right, and I don't mean to... That is absolutely the biggest challenge, and we cite things weekly on All Points blog of counties not sharing, or we see an awful lot of the not sharing and not as much of the yes, we are sharing. So this is a perfect example of it. It is interesting to me that this regional effort is now sort of being knit around emergency response kinds of things, and it makes me wonder, having just come back from the NISJC mid-year, where much of the discussion was about national efforts to put together multi-purpose data sets. And I'm thinking in particular of the Imagery for the Nation effort, the Transportation for the Nation effort, and some other efforts sort of bubbling around about a national cadastre. Those are all being put together with the idea that they'd be used for multiple kinds of things. And clearly, even though Virtual Alabama seemed to have, at least at its core when it was being put together, sort of a public safety, homeland security kind of focus, it clearly was incredibly valuable for an emergency, you know, an emergency weather situation. I'm hoping that what happened in Alabama is going to get people thinking that, oh, even though maybe we're putting this together with the idea that there's going to be another hurricane in the Gulf, there is that whole other set of potential uses for it.
Well, I think what made this effort successful was because it had a singular focus to it. It was driven by a champion whose main mission was the safety and security of the people of Alabama. Now, the interesting thing to see what will happen is whether other types of state jurisdictions, state agencies will participate either through a cost-sharing basis or by sharing data to expand the effort to something that is more involved with economic development or natural resources. And I think that this really serves as maybe a platform for other types of applications. Whether that will actually happen, I'm not privy to at this point. But it certainly is a great start. But we shouldn't forget where it did start, and that was with a singular focus.
Clearly, I don't think that this regional effort, even this first meeting, would have come together without a particular goal in mind. There's actually one more thing I wanted to sort of raise, and it's interesting to me that this was as successful as it was, and it was done at the state level. It wasn't done at the county level. It wasn't done at the national level. Do you think that had something to do with the success of this sort of initial effort in Virtual Alabama?
Yeah, absolutely. And because it was, let's just say it's this way, it was confined geographically to the borders of Alabama. There was a need, there was a champion, And so what happened was that there was buy-in because it was such a very good application and so very relevant at the time. So yeah, it was a statewide effort. Tornadoes, as you just said, cut across not just state boundaries but county boundaries. There was obviously a statewide awareness of first responders to these types of efforts. And like you said earlier, we know that there's going to be other tornadoes. We know that there's going to be an immediate need. States have to respond to this. And the first responders in this case are usually state troopers in addition to county officials. So those types of people probably are working very closely together. And when they saw this type of an effort being spearheaded at a state level, I think they just had made it easy to buy into it.
So maybe there is something special about this sort of developing at the state level and then sort of the neighboring state level, which is what this meeting was sort of aimed at, before it sort of explodes up to the next level. I mean, once you go national, it gets very complicated, as we've seen with efforts, for example, like the national map, where trying to get all the relationships with all of the states, with all of the jurisdictions within each of the states, that takes an awful lot of energy, people, money, and tools, and maybe becomes unmanageable. But maybe there's something special about looking at just within the state.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. I think, though, that this particular effort by DHS to do something in the Southern Gulf Coast region makes me a little queasy, because not all the other states have bought into this as yet. I think, though, as I just said, because it does have a singular focus for a region, the possibility of success perhaps would be better.
True, and maybe when and if this kind of thing moves out to the West Coast, that they're talking about fire response, because that's, pardon the pun, the hot issue out there. And maybe in certain parts of the country, it's economic development. And I think you make a really good point that it almost doesn't matter what it is that's the impetus to start getting people talking. As long as it's something that they all can rally around as a problem that those states need to solve, it's going to have some headway. That's all the time we have today. Before we go, our sponsor, ESRI, would like you to know that the deadline to register for the 2009 ESRI Developer Summit is March 13th. Don't miss this opportunity to connect with ESRI staff and software developers from around the world, March 23rd to 26th in Palm Springs, California. Visit www.esri.com/devsummit to register to attend. If you'd like to contact us about today's podcast or anything else, you can reach us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.